T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for joining us. Glad I could be in for Scoot today, and glad you could join us. 504-260-1870 is the phone number to call if you want to talk about any of the topics we've had during the Scoot Show today, whether it be the governing by social media fear that I just expressed, the proposed law in Congress to outlaw the eating of dog and cat in all 50 states. Only 6 states currently do. Or talk about Amazon this week expanding grocery delivery to New Orleans and 9 other cities, joining Walmart and local grocers in home delivery of groceries. Is that a sign that we are growingly lazy, or just finding better ways to be more efficient with our time? We'll get back to the discussion. Right now, though, I want to head on over to the Carolinas, where reporter Brett Jensen is standing by. Brett is with our sister station, WBT, in Charlotte. Brett, where are you right now, and what's happening there?
So I'm standing at the Intercoastal Waterway, which goes all the way from New York around the tip of Florida all the way over to Texas to the Gulf Coast, and I'm standing at the very edge of it. I'm probably 35 feet from it, and the winds have finally started picking up. We're doing sustained winds of 30 miles an hour, gusts up to 55 miles an hour, and the rain has finally been starting to fall, and that's bad news because this rain's not going to stop for at least 3 days.
Yeah, we can see the eye wall is now creeping closer to the coast, but we're still talking hours before it gets to you, and you're already seeing these sustained winds over 30 miles an hour?
Absolutely, and the problem is, and you mentioned it, it is crawling, and that's the big concern. I believe it was 30 minutes ago I got the update that the actual hurricane was moving at 7 miles an hour.
That's way too slow.
It's going to be hours before it gets here. But once it gets here, it's going to be hours before it leaves because the storm is 400 miles wide.
So, yeah, where you are is just maybe getting the worst of it when the eye wall comes ashore. But you're talking about several states that will be dealing with the impacts of this very large hurricane.
Exactly. And, I mean, you guys know from having been through this a lot down there, you know, most people think, oh, well, it went from Category 4 to Category 2. That's a great thing. No, actually, that's the worst thing because the smaller, the lesser the hurricane, the more it expands and the slower it moves. It's not as compact and it's not as fast. So now it is creeping along and it's not moving very fast, but the rain potential and the winds are even wider than if it were a Category 3 or a Category 4, which has a stronger punch, but a much more minimal punch.
Yeah, you know, when Katrina actually got here, there was a lot of discussion that it was barely a Category 3 when it came ashore here. Now, in Mississippi, when we saw a 30-foot wall of water pick up those casinos that used to sit in the water and throw them up across the beach and roll them over the road. You know, it was that kind of thing that I kept picturing, and the fears. And I had that feeling. And anyone who's been waiting for a landfalling hurricane to come, you get that feeling, that sinking feeling. I know you guys have to have that right now, waiting to see just what this is going to do. And you have to anticipate the worst and hope for the best.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and the sad thing is, or the scary thing is, you know, I got into Wilmington last night at about 10:30, and the first thing that struck me were how many people have not left. And there, you know, because they don't necessarily, there are barrier islands between, you know, the ocean and Wilmington itself. But the problem is, like, every person I've interviewed, I said, well, don't you remember what happened to Houston last year? Like are you ready for 45 inches of rain, which is what they're calling for, on flat lands with no runoffs, and you're just like going to wait it out because you think it's just a regular rainstorm? I just don't understand it, and I fear that there's going to be, obviously not like with Katrina, but there's going to be several thousand people stranded, much like there was in Houston last year.
Yeah, and it's sad because we know that people don't want to leave homes. They don't want to go. And, you know, I fear now that Katrina was – 13 years ago that we do have a lot of hurricane amnesia. But no, last year we had major storms do amazing damage, and people had to see that and know it, but people are hesitant to leave. And I think about the 1,800 people who died in Katrina, and I think about all the people who died in storms last year, and I guess it's just human nature for them to stay. Do you think it's because it's not a Category 4 now that since it was downgraded, that that's why so many people decided to stay?
I think you're 100% correct, because visually, what comes to your mind when you think of catastrophic and major hurricanes? Puerto Rico or Houston? Houston, you think of floods like it was water. Puerto Rico, it was devastated, and all the Caribbean was devastated by Category 5s. This has been downgraded to a Category 2, and they're like, well, you know, we just had a hurricane, you know, Category 1, Category 2 a couple of years ago. We survived it. But, I mean, people forget, when that hurricane hit here, I guess it was 3 years ago, over 2 million livestock died. And farms were completely ruined, and they're just now getting back up to speed. And here we go again with 40 more inches of rain.
Yeah, I hope that those upper ends of the predictions don't come true, especially where you have the hill country and moving into the mountains, because then you're talking mudslides, landslides. You're talking about fast moving water coming down those elevations. You're talking about unbelievable flash flooding. So, again, Brett, I'm glad that you checked in with us, and I'm glad that things aren't too bad yet, but you got a ways to go. You said, what, two, maybe three more days, they think, before this thing even gets out of the Carolinas.
Yeah, they think it could have hurricane-sustained winds for up to 3 days.
Brett, we appreciate it. I know we'll be listening for your reports and checking back in with you. Be safe. Be careful. I remember during Katrina, that moment we had to make the decision, when was it time to get in? And as the eye wall was coming ashore and we felt the worst of that thing, it was at that point I was told by the emergency managers, you either come in now or you're staying out. I went in at that point.
That's exactly right. And I promise you, I won't be staying out.
All right, Brett, thanks. Keep us posted. And hopefully the folks who stay have the wherewithal to survive it and ride it out long enough before they can actually start doing rescues. Because during the height of the storm, they've announced they won't do any rescues, right?
Right. I actually had a one-on-one sit down with a police chief in Wilmington today, and his direct quote was, look, if you decided to stay, and his direct quote was, we'll get to you when we get to you, because they just don't know how difficult it's going to be to try and get to people with all the rain and the hurricane sustained winds for 3 days. And he just said, look, you know, we'll try our best to get to you. But he said, direct quote, we'll get to you when we get to you.
Yeah, and hopefully they're still alive when they get there. I remember officials here urging people to get a Sharpie, a permanent marker, write your name on your arm or your stomach or somewhere so they can identify you when they come pull you out of the water, because otherwise it may be very difficult. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
They've actually, I'm sorry to interrupt, they're using that same tactic here. There was one man, one particular man, an older man, who refused to leave his beach house on one of the barrier islands that has been closed, and they told him, that's fine, but make sure you write your name and address on your forearm in a Sharpie.
Yeah, sad that people still have to be told that, but I understand people's reluctance to leave home. If you've ever been through an evacuation, it is not fun, but neither is being through a major hurricane. Thank God this isn't a major hurricane, but it looks like it could have some major impacts. Could be catastrophic. Let's hope it's not. Brett, be safe. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being out there and reporting for everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Brett Jensen from our sister station, WBT. He is in Wilmington, North Carolina, where they're awaiting the worst of Hurricane Florence to come ashore. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.